Well, Coach, it's RPAC week, and Friday, the weather's supposed to be nice. It's going to be hopefully another outstanding RPAC meet. You've, boy, been involved the last couple of years, Don. Boy, this meet and both the girls' and boys' divisions have been really fun to watch. This Friday should be no different, should it?
No, I think we're ready. We've been really working hard and focusing and having some fun as well, and you know, where it's going to be fun getting with some of the bigger schools and more schools all together and see what we can do for the Broncos.
Your team's on a roll. I know I talked to you at the Hitchcock County invite just the other day, and I think it's three invite wins. If I'm not mistaken, it's been a really good spring, and especially the last couple of weeks have been really fun for your kids, hasn't it?
You know, it really has been fun, and we've really talked about how we're going to build our culture at Wayne Palisade, and so we kind of want to build the culture across all sports, and so we're like, why not start with track? And they're working hard, and they're having fun, and it's a good feeling of winning and working hard together as a team, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, it's fun when you get your field event people and then your track event people and piling up those points and following that point total throughout the race. And in the end, when you're on top of everybody else, boy, a lot of smiles. You get a chance to take a team picture. And for your girls, it's been multiple times. I know your guys are still looking for that first invite win, but they've been doing some great things too, haven't they?
Yes, they have. You know, being runner-up a couple times in a row, that's been awesome for them, and it really boosted some of them that maybe don't want to try something new, and then they decided to, and it's worked out really good, and they really liked it, and so now they've bought into it, so it's working out really well.
Let's go back to the ladies, and of course, boy, your relays have just been awesome. I know the 4x1's coming around right now, right up there. You know, 52.6, I think you've been your top time. Your 4x4, 4.26. Your 4x8's really coming around each and every meet at 10.23. So those three relays cutting time every meet.
Yes, it really has, and I think great competition out there, especially at some of those track meets that we went to, and that's really helped push the girls, and then they could see kind of the writing on the wall what we're talking about and working really hard.
And a lot of those girls you see in the kind of the same relays, especially with the 4x1 and the 4x4 with your sprinters, and a few of those girls also are on your 4x4, and then you've got kind of a different combination in your 4x8, your distance people. Boy, Annalie Ramirez is having a dynamite year, not only in that relay, but her open events as well.
Yes, she really has, and I really feel like she had a really good base. This was the first year that our school competed in cross country, and she really liked it. And I feel like that really helped her transitioning into spring with like the mile and the 3200 that she's been working on. And it's just really helped her a lot.
Your field event people are doing some great things. Molly Uris in the vault. You've got a couple of girls flirting with 5 feet in the high jump. You've got a discus thrower that's moving on up a little bit more with second in the district right now. So those field event people getting things started early in those field events, getting points for you.
Yeah, I think really it's their confidence and just believing in their self. And we've really been working on mindset and writing on our goal cards, and I think that's really helped a lot to focus with those girls, and they've really come on strong.
When Natalie Walker's had a dynamite freshman year as well. I mean, not only in the triple jump, but also in the sprints and running as well. I mean, wow, just a freshman, her first year of high school track, and she's taken off, hadn't she?
Yeah, she really has, and I ask her how she's doing, and she's like, I'm doing good, and so we just really like her positive attitude, and she's just really coming in there, and it's helped with our senior leadership with our freshman girls.
I would think in the girls division, they're thinking, hey, we can make a run. I know Dundee County Stratton, obviously, it's going to be tough to beat if everybody's healthy and ready to go, but you got to be thinking, hey, we got a chance to finish top three, top four in this conference. If we keep doing what we're doing, we got a chance to do that.
And that's what we're focusing on. And like right now, they're, you know, because sometimes you get nervous with other schools and things. But we try to keep them focused on, well, we're going to PR for ourselves. We're running for ourselves and competing against ourselves. And that's one thing that we've really pushed with the kids is against yourself. And that's really helped. And so hopefully it'll be fun. And we really hope we can finish in the top 3-4. That'd be great.
Yep, no question. Your boys, you mentioned a couple of runner-up spots. David Briner, Cameron McCrum, Creighton Weiss, all those guys. And not only relays, but open events are really doing some great things each and every meet for you.
They really are. And on the boys' side, they really compete hard. And the girls do too, but the boys, you know, they're guys, and so they really want to, you know, get out there and, you know, and they really push each other. And so it's kind of fun watching them because they come across there and sometimes they're goofy and sometimes they're not. And it's pretty fun.
I'm anxious to see what they can do. Like your 4x1 relays right around 45.4. That's kind of right up there in the mix when it comes to, you know, the entries for the four. I'm anxious to see if they can maybe get down maybe the quality of this meet with a 4x1. They get themselves down to the 44s with a meet like this on Friday.
And that's what I hope for, too, and I think they do, too. We do a lot of data, and we throw some data up on the board so they can see kind of where they're at and kind of some other people's, too, and just kind of show them that, you know, you could do this and just really believe in yourself. And a lot of great positiveness comes from the data, so it's really great.
You bet. And the same goes with 4x4. I know you're in the 340s right now, and with a good run and good weather and the competition, hey, don't be surprised if you knock a few seconds off, and, boy, you can get 330s, high 30s, something like that. You'd take that, wouldn't you?
So. I would. We really would. And Rick really is the guru on that, and so he's been really pushing them as well. So it'll be fun to see what they can do and come back around, and hopefully we don't have any sickness, because I think there's some sickness floating around, and so hopefully we can stay healthy.
Yeah, Coach, it's this time of the year. You're getting down to conference, districts, qualifying for state. Boy, bubble wrap or whatever, just to keep yourself healthy. It's important weeks ahead for you.
It is, and, you know, there's a lot of other extra school curricular activities, and so they're busy with FFA and doing other things, and we've got some concerts coming up, and so, you know, they are getting busy and probably studying with some finals coming around the corner here. And, you know, people do get tired. And so we have to really, we've been pushing the hydration and eating healthy. And then we've been talking about a lot of sleep. We need sleep and at least 12 hours of sleep because we're really pushing our bodies and working hard at practices. And then eventually we'll kind of start tapering off here at the end.
Finally, I got to mention your seniors, because I don't think you have a lot of seniors, but for the senior bunch, their final RPAC meet. You know, I got to bring, you know, McKenna's been involved with three straight really good ones in the girls division, the sprints, and now a fourth one coming up. Boy, she's got memories like no other of it, really, not only her whole track career, but just the RPAC meet itself.
Yes, she has. She's got goals, and she's been working really hard, and, you know, coming off that surgery, that's been kind of easy working in, and so she's been a little nervous at times just because of that, but she's got a good head on her shoulders and she works really hard, and hopefully it'll work out for her.